Hi, welcome to Nail Biters.
This is our second episode, and well, it's been a while, right? Since we started again.
What's up, frijoles? ¿Cómo están?
So how has your week been?
It's been okay. Saturday was a prom.
It was prom, and I loved it.
She looked like a whole beaner.
I did. I went in a short dress and everything. I legit look like a beaner. So tell me more. Like, did you enjoy it? I mean, I saw you most of the time. I thought we enjoyed it.
Yeah. Me and Curry went together.
But we didn't go as dates because he went with La Morenita. Like, that was his date.
Yeah, porque La Morenita me preguntó and I was like, okay, out of pity. But
Watch her listen to this shit. It's going to be so bad. No, but she spent a lot of money on it.
Yeah, spending money really makes me want to bite my nails sometimes.
Yes.
Because, like, you know, up in here, you know, upcoming college student, you know, we're kind of broke right now. Like, we're kind of broke right now. So, you feel me? It's not like I can be spending $1,000 on a suit. But either way, I still pulled up looking. That was me throwing shade. We know some kid that spent $1,000 on a Calvin Klein suit.
Yes, and it was so bad. Okay, so I went in a $3 dress, and it actually looked fantastic. It actually fitted nicely, you know. Nothing long, so I wouldn't step on it during the night, and I could dance. I was dancing La Chona the whole night.
Oh, yeah. She also had this really nice flower that she took from her neighbor's garden.
No, it wasn't my neighbor's garden. It was the Hispanic grocery store.
But overall, prom was really fun. It was my first school dance because...
Same, first and last school dance.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, you know, senior year. But I definitely had fun. I was expecting something more classy, but...
But no, we go to a black school.
So yeah, but you know, overall the night was fun. La morenita se puso un poco pesada, but it was okay.
And tell me what do you mean se puso un poco de pesada?
Yo lo tuve que cargar hasta adentro porque la boba se compró un vestido que tenía 20 pies of like a whole tail, yo. So I had to carry her ass by the end.
Oh yeah, I remember it was cold.
Pesa un montón.
I told the cubanita, I was like, I need you to pick her up because it is 20 degrees out here, and we need to go inside. And we were from the parking lot. It was like a good like 200-300 feet.
Yeah,
300 feet. it was like a whole football field. Oh, I don't even know if that's 300 feet, but it was a long field.
But you know, I'd be doing them exercises. I've been doing them.
So I told him, cárgala ahorita, porque ahorita me está dando un chingo de frío y quiero entrar ahorita.
Yo, I even had to carry Curry over our fence.
Okay. So basically, what was happening was that there was two paths, and us. Okay, so we're little nail biters. We don't want to walk because then we're going to start thinking. We're going to start thinking about shit and we're too lazy. So we decided to just zip down, not go around with the little path. So we went down first because our La Morenita said, oh, estoy abajo. Mm-hmm. You know, estoy al lado del lago. She's next to the lake. And so we just went down. And then she calls us again. You know, as we say,
she's like,
oye.
I'm up top now again. And we're like, huh? What do you mean?
And we were like, fuck, we have to go up this hill now.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of going around for the path as well, we were like, you know what? We've done this before. We've cruzado una frontera.
Yeah, yeah.
We can run up the hill.
I jumped over the border the first time. I can jump over a second one. Okay.
So basically what we did was went up the hill. And on our way up the hill, we realized there's a fence.
And
it was too late already. It was already late. So
we're not
going
to go back down. Yeah. So, I jumped over because, you know, I didn't have any issues. But
I had a short dress. So, and there was a kid next to us. So we couldn't really, jumped over.
Yeah, because then she'd be exposing herself to all the kids.
I'm like, cuchi, mi panocha me iba a salir. Mi panocha me iba a salir. And I didn't want. And so I just decided, hey, like, we're just going to wait up and I was like, Cubanito, me voy a subir un poco, pero quiero que me cargues.
Sí, y la cargué.
Un 160 libras, pero lo puedo hacer, I swear to God.
But it was so funny because after we had, like, gotten over, we looked around to make sure nobody saw you. Y ahí estaba la morenita como riéndose. And so we were, like, interrogating her, and we were like,
Did you see? But la morenita looks so pretty, I swear to God.
I don't know about that.
Yes, you. Oh, yeah, La Negra. We changed it up to La Morenita.
La Morenita is a nickname for La Negra.
Yeah, so it's kind of the same thing. Anyways, so I think we're going to go back to our topic and segment, our new segment, and just stick around. And thank you for clicking on us again.
Hola, qué bonito de... The Nail Biters.
And Mila Curry, the Nail Biters too, que somos un par de frijoles.
Hitting you up with that part two of our podcast, School episode Dances. Two. Episode two. About school dances. So, Curry, what's your favorite part about school dances?
My favorite part was that part after, because then you get to eat and you feel like a fat ass, but then you remember that you lost a lot of calories dancing.
Mm-hmm. After prom and the hookah lounge we went to Waffle House, and I was feeling really nauseous. And so I looked up online foods you should avoid eating. And so just to, like, they said, don't eat anything greasy. And just to test it, I had some sausage. And after that, I almost threw up. But, you know, I had lemon, and lemon produces bicarbonates in your stomach, so it saved my life.
Did prom make you want to bite your nails?
Yeah, just a bit. Just because, I guess the whole process was a bit like a pain in my ass.
Look, my nails are, like, really short.
Tell me why I'm not going to bite my thumb anymore.
Why? Why are you not going to bite your thumb anymore? Is it, like, discrimination or something?
Yeah, because no, it's because when I give people thumbs up, that way they don't see my ugly nail. My nails are kind of fucked up.
Oh my gosh. You know what? I'm so jealous you went to the hookah lounge.
I know. It sucks that you're not 18. I could have snuck you in. I know Barry from Miami. He could have given you a
hookah ID. I should have gone. You know what? But I'm turning 18 in a month, so it doesn't matter. I'm turning 18 in 3 weeks. Oof. That makes me want to cry. I don't want to turn 18.
What about you, Gordies? Are you 18 yet?
Nope. Oh, sorry. I forgot to say, some of us have to wait till fucking July.
And Gordis, what was your favorite part about prom?
Bitch, you've asked me this 5,000 times. I don't remember. What did I say?
The food.
Oh, the food. I didn't even know they had food at prom, so. I know they had water.
Dancing? What about dancing?
The dancing? Hell yeah, I was having a time of my life. Some bitches left early, but that's fine. That's another story. Literally, everyone left so early, though. Like last year, literally people there. But I mean, it was fine. Like, I liked it.
I liked it
better when it was just all, like, us, like, there.
Dime por qué la niña que me robó los audífonos se sacó una foto conmigo. Like, what the fuck? I blurred her picture out. I'm going to post a picture, but I'm going to blur her face out. I don't think that's mean. She kind of deserves it.
It's not. I mean, a lot of people were saying that's going to start, like, beef or whatever, but I don't think so. Like, if you just dislike somebody, you shouldn't have them in their picture. But that doesn't mean you got to, like, draw devil horns on them. You know, you don't got to take it that far. But if it's just, like, that one picture, then fuck it.
The caption should be what, Gordis?
The caption should be like, oops, the camera doesn't focus on the fake.
Watch someone, like, tag her and be like, oh, my God, remember this? But I met a lot of girls there. It was pretty fun. I think the people at Taco Mac were definitely pissed at us.
Oh, for sure. For sure. I sold my drink and everything, but it's fine. Whatever. That's our job.
And I feel bad because I work at Burger King and I hate it when people walk in at like 9:50 something.
No, that's why we close the doors at 9:40.
Oh my God. You know Saint Bernard? Oh, Saint Bernard. Okay, so he told the manager that I'm not allowed to put the chairs up because apparently it makes the restaurant look like it's closed. But yeah.
Not put the chairs up? Why?
Okay, because mopping. You know how there's like tables and like they have the little like table thing on the middle?
If you have to pull the chairs up, that means you don't know how to mop, honey.
I'm just moving the chairs because I want to take extra time, and putting chairs up takes like 5 minutes, so.
That's extra.
I know, which is good.
So back to prom. Man, So how's it like working at King Burger? No, let me not get off topic. But tell me why. I was super dizzy after me and La Curry danced La Chonga.
La Chona.
La Chola?
La Chona.
La Chola is what my parents hit me with. Anyways. So, yeah, I think that was my favorite part about prom. Just that whole dance. Okay, I know what her
part. My favorite part was after when I walked out and saw Chris and El Cubanito in this nice-ass car. And I was like, ooh, my man's got a nice-ass car. That's my favorite part.
Oh yeah, pelón. What was your favorite part about prom?
My favorite what?
Your favorite part about homecoming.
Prom.
Prom. Your favorite part about prom.
My ex.
What happened with your ex?
Sophia. She said, "Hey."
So you've told me that your parents think that you and La Morenita are dating.
Yeah, because of the whole prom thing. So I just go along with it at this point.
I feel like La Morenita's parents also think that you guys are dating.
Me llaman...
Nah, I can't say
right now. ¿Cómo te llaman?
It's at the end, they call me Breezy to my name.
Breezy? Breezy. They call him Cubanito Breezy.
Oh, we love that.
So cute. You know what my parents would call the guy date? What? El pinche pendejo. Yeah, because with my ex one time, my parents saw that I was skipping school and, like, my grades were really low. And they saw that, like, they called my ex over to the house, right? And they're like, why are you dating her? She's, yeah, I would skip with him, you know, para tener relaciones and shit.
No, I've skipped one time and I got detention for it on a Saturday for 2 hours. This was in Miami.
No, pues I would skip, right? I would skip with him porque él tenía coche. Entonces, we would skip and we would go to the park. Yeah, I don't know, but I'm telling you the story. We would skip and we would go to the park, you know, hacer cosas. Y pues my parents kind of found out that I was skipping, but they never knew who I was skipping with. I just told them, oh, es una indita que está jugando conmigo, blah, blah, blah. And she's like, all right. And I'm like, yeah, mom, it's true. I would be skipping. Y pues... But what happened is that my parents called my ex over to the house and they were like, why are you dating her? She's such a fucking stupid ass. And like, would you like the mother of your children to be like that? And I'm like, mom. And hasta él abrió los ojos and he was like, I mean, I'm dating her because she has a nice personality. And I was like, thanks. Thanks for bringing that up. But when are we skipping?
Bitch, whenever you want.
The thing is, like, my mom's like, oh, see, you can skip. You just asked me for permission. I'm like, all right, mom. And then she's
but I feel like if you do skip one day, she's going to go off on you. And you'll be like, but wait, you told me I can skip.
No, and then she tells me, why doesn't la Gordis ask you to skip with her? And I'm like, I don't know, mom. And then the day you asked me to skip with, like, me to skip with you, she was like, ¿por qué te está invitando?
By then, I'll just
walk. Yeah. But are you going to skip again soon?
I'm probably not, just because I'm trying to have all my absences under control for these exemptions.
Shit, that makes me bite my nails because I don't have enough. I took all my absences already.
Listen, I always save all my absences to the very end so I can take the week before the 5 days before and those 3 days. That's what I
do. Yeah, that's smart. Yeah, he was gone for a week earlier. Yeah, he had so much time.
I can't accept anyway, so
do I? Pero qué vas a hacer para el verano? Because we're talking about skipping and leaving school already.
What break?
Yeah, el verano, yeah.
I kind of don't want to be home. Just chill.
Spring break? I don't. I think I'm going to be working all week.
You don't got your birthday?
Yeah, why not? If I want to go to Idaho, then why not? I'm fucking in love with this one guy. Why not just go to Idaho for the summer, just a little bit? You know, 3 days? At the same time, I haven't talked to him in 3 days because I haven't had my phone on me.
Why don't you go on Snapchat? Log on to someone's phone.
My mom gets to see it.
Why?
Because it logs you out of your regular phone. Yep, whoops. So tell me why I was eating with my fingers at Agave, that really nice restaurant.
I think it was just because you was really enjoying the food. You know the food's bomb, yo. When you start using your fingers.
No, yeah, I was eating with my fingers. And then I look around and I look at you and I was just like, oh, he's using a knife and fork to cut his asparagus. I forgot.
Yeah. Because, I mean, I'm the type of person who I feel like I eat really weird. So when I go out, I make sure I look normal eating.
Normal.
So, but like, Ponte Averio, the best food is like food you have to eat with your hands.
Yeah, you're right. Like, Indian food, Mexican. Boy, it's on a different level.
Okay, nah, but you got to admit, tacos, chicken tenders from Studio Movie Girls is bomb.
You know who also works at Studio? You know who also works at Studio Movie Girls? Two people I messed around with. But yeah, Gordis, ¿te ha pasado así donde basically comes con tus manos and then you look around and everybody's eating it a different way?
I'm just kidding. I'm a one woman type of man.
Yes.
Shut the fuck up.
Literally, because there's so many girls. Like,
oh,
my hubby.
Yeah. He even danced with esta la que me robó los audífonos.
What?
Yes.
You fucking traitor. Yes. Hey, traitor.
You danced con la que me robó los audífonos, cabrón.
Oh, yeah, I did.
I wanted to rip you away from her. I went like, excuse me. That hasta lo mire bien cerquecita. So I was just like, ay, así te veo, you know, así te veo.
She hit me up and she was like, you dance really good.
No. Mira, ya cuando tengas amigos and we're off to doing our own things and you don't want to talk to me anymore, I'm going to sleep with one of your friends. I swear to God, you deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve it.
Wait.
No, I'm slowed in. But the truth is, like, I mean, ¿quién soy yo? It's like an equal.
Yeah, who are you talking about, Alan?
No.
I mean, el cerebro.
El cerebro. I mean, I don't know. No, I don't think so. If he doesn't even slow dance with anyone.
Wait, can you tell me what happened the day Miss Beard wasn't here? The sub.
Oh, with
Jasmine
the
was
sub.
Telling me was like, it was so
okay,
funny.
So we had this Miss Beard, our teacher. She always gets the weirdest subs. We had this pedophile one time. We had this super, like, energetic lady. The pedophile, he closed the door, and he was like, I'm going to close the door now. And I'm going to shut off one of the lights so you guys can't leave. And we were all like, huh? And he would, like, walk around, and, like, he'd make eye contact with everyone. He'd give you, like, a really weird stare. It was the weirdest thing. I felt really uncomfortable there that day. And then we had this other lady who was like, I swear she was, like, on some type of stuff because her name is Miss A. Like, she's great or whatever. She's always, like, very motivational. But, like, she's kind of crazy. No, but this
is
dude,
she the one
okay.
That makes you clap?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yay. Enjoy it.
Every time that you talk to her, she, like, calls your name, but you have to smile. I wasn't smiling
because
I was feeling I had a fever.
And
all right.
Like,
smile.
She made you smile.
And I was just like, I'm sick, you dumb. All right.
Okay. So now the sub.
Okay. So this sub, we walk in and, you know, he kind of reminded me of the pedophile one, giving us like weird stares. And so, you know, we all walk in, but he's very like, I don't know what happened where he popped off on this kid because he was out for like 10 minutes because the vending machine stole his money. And here you have to go to the front office to get your money back, right?
Oh, you do?
So, yeah.
Oh, okay.
So he came back and he was like, you've been gone for 15 minutes. Someone needed to use the bathroom. And he was like he got up all up in the kid's face, you know, like. And everyone was like, what the hell is wrong with this dude? And then he's like, yeah, I'm pissed. I'm mad. Ah, sit down.
Care so fucking much.
Like, why do subs care so much? Like, that lady, la, the short one, que se ve como un freaking duende. Fucking duende,
we
bro.
Came back from that field trip. All right. She was a... Oh, my God, no!
Curry!
That goody. And so she was like... we walk in, and she's, like, counting kids' papers. And while she's like, we're all kind of like whispering, and she's like, shh, shh, shh. Like she's having like a spaz attack, yo. But like, it was so funny.
I had her in my AP government class, and she wrote on the board with Sharpie. She wrote on the fucking board with Sharpie, bro.
Yeah, that's
so fucking bad. It was so bad. Oh my God. Y pues.
You just tuck in my jacket.
Y pues. Tell me why la chinita was singing Chinese songs today with her earbuds on. La chinita. La chinita que siempre se piensa que is like really smart and shit.
Oh,
Oh.
Yeah, la chinita.
Oh, really? I didn't hear that.
She was, no. She was in her literature class, and she was just like in her zone, like humming and singing her songs out loud, her Chinese songs. I was just like, damn. I was like Mao Zedong up in this place. But yeah, that's all that's been happening this week. It's been really slow, and I mean, it's been really fun. I'm still like down.
Caroline?
I'm going down from like prom. How long did it take you to recover from prom?
Actually, I didn't sleep at all. I was like, no, I didn't. After prom, when we got back to the house and La Negrita started putting like Tibicho, I fell asleep for like 2 hours, and then I woke up, and then I left. I tried to sneak out with one of the pillows, but she woke up.
I was trying to go to sleep. Y pues mi mamá me despertó y me dijo, ¿quieres barbacoa? And I'm like, no, mom, I'm really tired. No, and she expected me to clean the house. I was like, ¿en serio?
So after I got home, I went to go like lay down in my bed, and then my mom came in the room and she was like, how was prom? Yada yada yada, right? So like I started telling her. So, you know, she starts making breakfast and I try and sleep, but I really can't. So she's like, no, you shouldn't sleep because it's going to throw off like your sleep.
Yeah. No.
So she gave me this pill to like a Xanny, I think. I don't know what it was. So I was real like activo during the day. And then at night, you know, end of the story is my sleep pattern or whatever is like intact. It wasn't fucked up.
For me, it takes me days to recover. I'm still working every single day until 10. I go home, do my homework, 12, shower, 1, go to sleep, and I'm literally sleeping in second period. But there we go. Are you excited for senior week, Cubanito?
Oh, yeah,
it's perfect. Cubanito. Cubanito's touching La Morenita's arm.
I'm feeling for her brachial vein.
Anyways. Are you excited for senior week?
Yeah, but it kind of sucks because I'm not going to be here two of, like, the best days. I'm going to miss the petting zoo and...
Why?
Because I'm going to my home country, Bagua.
Bagua! Oh, yeah, what teacher are you going to dress up like?
I was thinking Mr. Lopez. Yeah, Mr. Lopez.
Mr. Lopez, yes, let's do it. Let's all come in with collared shirts and a sweater and, like, dress pants. Yeah.
Yeah, we should all come.
The sad part is that we can't like redo a lazy eye.
It's okay. I have a lazy eye, so we're good.
Oh shit. Anyways, I think we should just end the podcast today.
Yeah, bueno, dale mis frijoles. I love you.
I love you, frijoles. Te mando un beso. And we'll see you.
Adora, nena.
Oh my gosh. All right. Well, we love you, frijoles, y todos los que las mojarras que están por allá en el mundo. Que se cuiden y que los veamos la próxima semana o la semana que viene después. No sé, no tenemos el schedule. Bye. Hey, ready? Check. No. Bye.
Bye.